Welcome to Monday, everybody. It is the beginning of a brand new week, and we will get started immediately. First of all, the very first bit of business is to welcome Tom back. Tom, how was rehab?
I tell you what, I could have gone to rehab after Friday's baseball games. Yeah. We won our first two games, but then on Friday lost both, so we're done, eliminated.
Despite
hitting the other team, we just couldn't get the big hit when we needed it, and that will send a coach to rehab very quickly.
Now, you didn't lose your cool. You didn't cuss at the players, and you allow crying on your team, right?
No, there wasn't a whole. Well, I shouldn't say that. There was some a little cussing going on during the tournament with normally with the umpires. That usually happens, you know.
Oh, dang!
I like that better than a little crying. Come to think of it,
yeah. There's no crying in baseball. Don't you know that?
No. What are you doing?
That's the difference between men's and women's sports. I mean, like I watch like high school basketball.
Right.
The girls cry when their season comes to an end. The guys pick up a folding chair and hurl it across the gymnasium.
I'm going to give you stitches. Well, there's a lot going on, including the fly-in down in Oshkosh. Had the opportunity to be in Milwaukee over the weekend and saw some of the prep work and some of the stuff that was going on. And I noticed that the, let's see here, is it the flying Willendas? No. The Thunderbirds, the full Thunderbird team will be in there for the very first time. And that is a heck of a show, man. That is a very impressive thing to see.
They're going to have some night air shows. They're going to have the Osprey is going to be there showing its tilt rotor capacity.
Buddy of mine was involved in some of the test flights of the Osprey. And those are some very cool, very hard to fly airplanes.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They're a little funky. He was involved. He flew C-130s. And so he was involved in some of the testing for mid-air refueling of those things. And he said, they're awesome. He said, but, those ginormous propellers that
those
are
rotors,
on there,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little bit interesting to have to deal with.
And a few years ago, they started, the first day of the EAA, they started having a concert where they'd bring in a big-name entertainer. So tonight, Kenny Loggins is going to be there.
Oh, so they can't get big-name entertainment?
And Kenny Loggins is good, man. Plus, he's tied in with air shows.
Well, sure.
You know,
sure.
He can do Danger Zone, and, they can show Top Gun and
you
all
think,
that stuff.
Yeah.
He's always got to do Danger Zone, doesn't he?
Of course.
Of course.
You know, and they'll have Tom Cruise lookalikes going around. And anyway.
As long as they have Kelly McGillis lookalikes,
That was the other thing I was about to say. A long time ago, when there was an air team, and I don't think it was the Thunderbirds. I think it was the Blue Angels. They were scheduled to be, in my hometown, is the second largest air show. Oshkosh, the number one. Where I'm from is the number two. So I'm from, anyway. So my producer of the show decided that it would be very, very cool to get me on one of the planes. Because they do have a media day where they take up media individuals.
And try to make you puke.
Yeah, and she asked me, she goes, would you like to do it? I'm like, are you kidding? Yes, of course. So she took care of everything, and I had to go get a physical, and I had to do all this stuff. And everything was great until the military got my physical.
Uh-huh.
And they were fine. They said blood pressure's good, heart rate's good, everything's good, except, fat ass, you're not going to be able to fit in the airplane.
Nice.
You are too big for the plane. Oh, I felt horrible. They said, you're not. It's just not going to happen. We usually require somebody. I think what they're looking for is somebody like 5'10 and a buck 50.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been 5'10 and a buck 50 since like sixth grade. You know, it's like okay, fine. I was very disappointed. And
they will fly you on the cargo plane, though. They have room for you there.
Well, okay, smart guy. So instead of going up in a fighter jet, I went up with the Golden Knights parachute team, which is the Army's cracked parachute jumpers.
Uh-huh.
These guys, they do all kinds of great shows. And yes, I went up in the airplane. I didn't jump. And another just horrible thing. I'm getting on the airplane. They said, okay, we need to give you a jumpsuit because it gets very cold up there. They get to 13,000 feet, and they open the doors.
Suit didn't fit.
No.
Did you immediately decide to go on a diet or get to the gym possibly, or just said the heck with it?
Well, I thought about it, yeah.
I thought about it, yeah.
And I thought, I ain't doing this again. Yeah. So I immediately threw myself into a bacon double cheeseburger to, you know, ease the pain. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, I got on board, and you have a pre-flight conference and all that stuff, and I interviewed some of the guys, and the colonel that was in charge, after the interview, I pulled him inside. I said, listen, you guys are going to get me a flight, you know, jumpsuit. He goes, yeah. I said, I need an extra large. He goes, yeah, no problem. We got everything. We'll take good care of you. I said, no, I'm not you guys. You guys are in good shape. Okay, I got a little, you know, gut. He said, no problem. Not a problem. I said, okay. I get on there, and I'm trying to squeeze, and I can't zip it up. I look, and I said, I can't zip it up. He goes, don't worry about it. Like, but it's going to be cold, man. He goes, yeah, I know. You're going to be real cold.
Colonel, you know how some people, like when they're on a commercial flight, they need the seatbelt extender?
Yeah.
I need the zipper extender for the flight jumpsuit here.
And he just smiled. He says, nah, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And I was wearing a sweater and a leather jacket, and I froze my butt off up there. It was awesome. One of the best experiences of my life.
So all the pilots and co-pilots, they have nicknames. We have, you know, Goose and Maverick.
Yeah.
Your nickname was Goober or what?
I think that's going to stick from now on.
No, it's not. No. No, it's not. To work, to the job that I'm in. I'm sitting in a cubicle doing typing. I'd rather have some fun and a DJ sounds fun to me. Tell me what you want. I want a radio station with music in it and a big microphone. I can talk to you with it. Have my own big show as a morning personality. Tell me what you do. For a chance at radio fortune and fame, I'd even change my voice and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be radio stars, broadcasting the folks in their homes and cars. You wake up people driving down the street, behind the wheel still half asleep, and you play the hits from the music charts. Talk about the gossip of the movie stars. Every listener's gonna know your name there. Every time your morning show's on the air, and you spend hours in that little room, entertaining folks with your laughs and goofs. Every time you give away free stuff, they smile. Everybody's got your number on speed dial. Well, hey, I wanna be a radio star. Hey, I wanna be a radio star.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.